This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Darlington County, South Carolina is stock car racing country, but at a barbecue and stump meeting there last night, it was the presidential race that was on everyone's mind. South Carolina's primary is January 19th, and statewide polls show a statistical dead heat among three candidates, Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani, and John McCain. As NPR's Debbie Elliott found, Republicans in Darlington County are not entirely comfortable with the frontrunners.
South Carolina Republicans are serious about their role in picking the party's presidential candidate, according to Lee Bandy, longtime political columnist for the state newspaper in Columbia.
Yeah, it's been the pride and joy of the South Carolina Republican Party that it has been able to nominate the Republican presidential candidate. And no Republican has ever won the White House or won the nomination without carrying South Carolina. None. And they want to keep it that way.
Bandy says forward-thinking party leaders launched their First in the South primary back in 1980. And not only has it given the state's conservatives a say in who the nominee is, it helped build the Republican Party in this once solidly Democratic state. You can see the strategy working in Darlington County, home of NASCAR's Darlington Speedway.
My name is Warren Arthur, and I'm chairman of the Darlington County Republican Party.
Warren Arthur is a former state representative from Hartsville, one of the main towns here. He strolls down the red brick sidewalks downtown beneath twinkling snowflakes that are hanging from the light posts to mark the holiday season. He recalls a long line of Arthurs active in South Carolina politics.
My grandfather actually served as mayor here in the late 40s, I believe. My great-great-grandfather served in the state senate in the 1700s with Francis Marion.
Here's the dirty secret. Arthur and his forefathers were Democrats.
We were all conservatives back then and just didn't know it.
He switched parties in 1994 when he says he felt the National Democratic Party departed from the values of South Carolina on issues like abortion and gay rights. Now, Warren plays host as chairman of the local GOP beside a hearty dinner spread at the Hartsville Library.
Well, that's the vinegar-based barbecue and coleslaw, and this is really excellent here, the sweet potatoes.
But what he's really here to serve up is stump speeches. About 30 voters hear a passionate plea from a local Ron Paul supporter. Former Governor David Beasley is on hand to sing Mike Huckabee's praises and bless the food. And the campaigns of the state's frontrunners, Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani, and John McCain all send delegates. Fred Thompson's campaign is a no-show. After the speeches, a straw poll.
Please vote, and we'll tally the results and have the results in just a few minutes.
In the crowd is 79-year-old Mickey Garland. She's wearing a Mitt Romney sticker, but says now that Mike Huckabee is getting national attention in Iowa, she could change her mind.
Really, I'm really pushing for Romney is because Huckabee was sort of an unknown there for quite a while, but I think either one of them would make a really good president.
Garland is considered the matriarch of the Darlington County GOP. She was on the very first Republican slate of candidates here in 1962. They didn't win, she says, but the fruit of their labor is evident today. The county still has a Democratic congressman, but has voted Republican in the last two presidential elections. And Hartsville's mayor, Michael Holt, is a Republican. He's here as a John McCain supporter, motivated by the senator's stance on the war.
I think one of the things that resonates with people so much is security issues and national defense.
It's time to tally the votes.
Huckabee, Romney, McCain.
Party Chairman Warren Arthur announces the winner.
Mike Huckabee got 14. Coming in second was Mitt Romney with 6. And Ron Paul got 4, and Senator McCain got 3. That was for the first place.
That's good news to Neil Francis, who's been behind the Baptist minister Huckabee since the spring.
He's a very strong Christian, which I am, and I think that's important. He made a statement on TV that not only would his policy making be influenced by his religious beliefs, but it would be driven by his religious beliefs, which impressed me. So I've been kind of a supporter of him and glad to see he's kind of got national attention.
Francis says he knows people who've been hesitant to support Huckabee because they didn't think he could beat the Democrat in the general election. Barbara Arthur, Warren's wife, is one of them.
I've been very impressed with Huckabee. I was leaning towards Giuliani because I felt that he could beat Hillary. That's important. I don't want Hillary in there. I don't want Obama in there. I don't, personally.
That's a sentiment these Darlington County Republicans agree on. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Hartsville, South Carolina.
And NPR and Iowa Public Radio will host a Democratic presidential debate on December 4th, and you can be part of it by posting questions for the candidates at npr.org/debate.